Election fever reaches its peak in Afghanistan. Budget shortfalls, short-circuit mission dreams, and Bibles Unbound reaches a milestone. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Campaigning for Afghanistan's presidential election is over. Voting begins tomorrow. Change is coming, as it has been for three decades. Those times paved the way for groups like Cure International to work. Cure's Aaron Card says in 2005 they established a hospital in Kabul.
After 4 or 5 years, some Afghans are noticing a difference, and it's not just the normal way of doing business, and they're sensing that that difference truly is something supernatural, and it's a privilege to share and have some of these conversations. And while we don't always get to see and picture the privilege of planting seeds and of nurturing and of encouraging, we have to trust that the God that we love and serve and His Holy Spirit and His Son Jesus will meet needs in ways that we don't always get to see this side of heaven.
Cure's mission is to transform the lives of the people they're helping through medical and spiritual healing, but they need prayer.
There is a generalized level of anxiety, and so we are just praying that God's peace and God's control will just fill their hearts and calm their minds. We wanted to pray particularly for our senior international and Afghan leaders to make wise decisions. And then I think also for our patients that they would continue to sense love, hope, and that there is healing.
Next, Kyrgyzstan authorities are cracking down on unregistered house churches. They say churches must collect signatures from 200 members in order to register, says Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
They're purposely wanting to make it very difficult for new places of worship to be registered. So if they institute an impossible requirement like that, then they've basically effectively been able to put their thumb down on any new group of believers that would want to come together and form a church.
There's still hope, however. Parliament could change parts of the new religion law.
Maybe that these especially controversial parts of that law, such as the restriction on sharing and literature and then this high threshold, apparently there is still some argument going on within the Kyrgyz Parliament about whether to amend this, change it, do something.
Pray the laws will be changed, officials will be reasonable, and God will protect believers as they continue to share the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. 69 missionary candidates were ready to leave their homes and serve the Lord all over the world. They sold their homes, resigned from their jobs, and said goodbye to family and friends. In July, they received an unthinkable phone call. The International Mission Board doesn't have the funds to support their ministry. Due to a $29 million shortfall in the Lottie Moon Christmas offering, hundreds of people won't hear the gospel for now. Pray God will provide the funds to send these missionaries. Next, in the Philippines, AMG International's Skilled Hands Technical School has just been granted status as college. Their graduates not only learned a skill, but are leaving with evangelistic training, says Paul Jenks.
To have 1,150 welders in a creative access country in the Middle East, you would be really pretty odd that they're there doing work as welders, but also as witnesses for Jesus Christ.
They're changing the environment of the offices in which they work.
They come in with a smile. They greet one another. They're willing to help. They're faithful employees, and they're not out drinking and carousing like so many have a tendency to do today. And they said it's really having an impact on the morale and the attitude of our whole company.
Pray that AMG graduates will become a permanent presence in creative access countries. And Bibles Unbound has sent 1 million New Testaments to Christians in restricted nations in only 42 months of operation. The millionth Bible shipped for China on August 5th. Voice of the Martyr started the ministry to help Christians who can't go to the bookstore to pick up a Bible. For $6, Bibles Unbound can send you a New Testament to ship to someone who needs a copy of God's Word. Pray God uses this Bible to build up His church and draw more people to Himself. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan, which begins this Saturday. Get your copy now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.